Let's say that we have a relational database behind the scenes that we're using to store our catalog or some organizational information.
Mm-hmm.
And there are views of that thing that get manifested in response to some web service query, and now I get this XML representation on the wire.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you get that information, it's going to be stale.
Mm-hmm.
It will not correspond directly to the authoritative information that exists at the endpoint. And if you were to look at the kind of trends that are going on in our system, you know, we talk about...
Well, can I just ask for a clarification here?
Sure.
So if I am the approver of some piece of a process,
yeah,
and you know the web services, the live instance of the web services packet that represents that process or some piece of that process is in fact quote unquote checked out of the web services fabric, you know, because it is known to be existing in an instance of InfoPath on my desktop.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and that's part of the scenario, right? It's part of the workflow, right? That in fact, you know, I am the authority, me, the human being editing that document in InfoPath right now, you know, am the authority,
yep,
of that information, you know, until, you know, I hand the token back to the system, in which case it then knows that, right? So, you know, I'm just kind of pushing back on the notion of authoritative being, you know,
in one
what was in the operational data store.
I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, that was where I was just about to go, which is essentially what ends up happening as our systems get further and further apart because processors get faster and things are getting more and more distributed, is that we exist in this sea of snapshots of information, some of which are authoritative,
mm-hmm,
that we happen to have.
Mm-hmm.
And so authoritative suddenly becomes this very complex distributed phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
And what each piece of the puzzle, every node, is simply looking at these models that it has of the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And typically when they're looking at those models of the rest of the world, they are looking at some transform of some authoritative piece of data. So even the user who's looking at that InfoPath screen has usually been through some fairly complex XSLT mapping that transforms that thing into a user interface.
Right.
That's now they're interacting with on this authoritative model, which is actually maybe a layer down in the system.
Yes.
And so they're looking at a snapshot. Everybody's looking at a snapshot. So you get into this world where processing can be viewed as a distributed phenomena that deals with taking snapshots of information, transforming them, and updating information that you happen to be authoritative on, and then sending off that information to other processors.
Yep.
And so that's what I was kind of referring to when we started by saying, you know, we think that there's opportunities to build modeling languages that give you that ability to think about this thing in this very distributed, behavioral, snapshot-centric way, where there isn't a single data model out there. There's just, you live in a heterogeneous world of transforms.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's pretty far out there stuff, but I think that that's where we're moving, and we're going to need the tools and the systems to enable that kind of world.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't today see people really thinking about things that way. I think we're still, in terms of the vast majority of developers, out in this kind of three-tier kind of view of the world, where there is this one central repository and it's controlled by a bunch of database guys, and that's kind of how they think about the world.